Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 4, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5, Perek Bet, Mishnah Hey. Hu Hayo Omer, he used to say, Ein Bor Irechei, there is no ignoramus beer, Bor. Excuse me, not boar. Maybe he becomes a boar because he has too much beer and too much alcohol. But there's no ignoramus, no boar who fears sin. In order to actually fear sin, you have to really understand the mitzvahs. You have to understand what to avoid the averus. You have to have the Torah knowledge a little bit. You have to understand what you have to do and what you have to not do. Lo am ha'aretz chassid, nor an uneducated person who is pious. An am ha'aretz who is pious. A chassid. You have to be educated to be able to understand what to do and be able to go lefnei mashur hadin, to be a little more pious and a little bit above and beyond what's expected of us, to be a little bit of a chassid. If you're embarrassed, if you're someone who's shy, you can't really learn. You're not going to be able to ask questions. You're not going to feel comfortable to ask questions. You're going to feel too embarrassed to learn, and then you're not going to learn at all. Nor can a strict person teach. Someone who's a disciplinarian, someone who's an authoritarian person or parent or teacher, is not going to be able to teach, is not going to be effective. They're going to be terrified of them, but they're not actually terrified of the teacher. You're not actually going to learn from the teacher. The best type of parenting is not authoritarian, where it's controlling and it's not really love and it's just too strict and it's very conditional. You do this for me, I actually like you and I love you. Don't do this for me, I don't like you or love you. The best is authoritative, where you're loving but strict. You're firm but very loving. That also comes to teaching also. So someone who is too strict is not someone who's going to be able, that's really going to be effective teaching. And not everyone who engages excessively in business will become wise. It takes a lot of work to be a good businessman. It takes a lot of hashkacha from Hashem to be a good businessman. And not everyone has the mind for business. Not everyone has the mind for medicine. Everyone has their own occupation. Everyone has their own job. Everyone has their own tafka, their own calling of what they're supposed to do. Uvamakom she'en anashim, my favorite phrase of the entire Mishnah, and maybe one of my favorite phrases in the entire Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. Uvamakom she'en anashim, in a place when there are no men, hishtada lihios ish, you need to become that man. Where there are no leaders, where there are no innovators, where there are no creative people, when there's people that didn't think of your idea, that doesn't have your idea, doesn't have your invention, you need to be the one that gets up and do it. You need to be the one that does it. If there's a place that doesn't have a leader, there's a place that doesn't have any leadership, there's a place that doesn't have any anyone trying to run the business, run the program, run the website, run the magazine, run the whatever, you need to be the person to do that. When there's no man, strive, you become that man. You stand up and take hold of whatever it is. You have an idea for a book, you have an idea for a magazine, you have an idea for a show, for a podcast, or whatever. You need to be the one that does it. No one else is going to do it for you. Another Mishnah of Pirkei told us, Emein ani li mi li, ve'emein ani li, ve'em lo achshav imatai, ve'em ani la'atzmi la'ani. You know, you have to do things for the greater good. No one's going to do it for you. You need to stand up and do it. If there is no leader, you need to be the one to stand up and be the leader. Remember, you have to be a little bit learned to understand how to actually have proper fear of sin. You have to be a little bit learned to understand what the halacha, the laws are, to be above and beyond, to be a real pious person. Can't be embarrassed to learn, and you can't be too strict, too controlling, authoritarian to teach. It's not the effective way of teaching, not a good way of teaching. You need real love and real ability to be accepting and real proper boundaries to be the proper educator, the proper teacher. And not everyone's going to be successful in every occupation. You have your talents, your capabilities, and your abilities. You're supposed to use it in the right way that Hashem wants you to. And in the place where there are no men, no leaders, no one with that idea, you need to stand up and do it. You need to be the one that does it. Let's see what Rabbi Yonah says. There's no ignoramus who fears sin, nor an uneducated person who is pious. An ignoramus or boor is empty, which is a play on the pasuk from Bereishis, the pit is empty, lacking Torah, mitzvahs, and proper behavior. This is the person that doesn't have the Torah, mitzvahs, and proper behavior. Unclus translates the words, the land will not be desolate, from Bereishis, as lo savur, it will not become boor, empty. There is no need to say that an ignoramus cannot be pious because he cannot even reach the level of fearing sin. He is so totally empty that he will not even know how to avoid sin, but an uneducated person or an Amaretz who is in contact with others can fear sin. Since he has good midos and some degree of clear thinking, he will know how to protect himself from sin. He can be pious, doing and keeping what he is told to do. But only one who is great in Torah can know how to approach and attain the level of piety or chassidus. Piety requires purity of the heart and refinement of the soul and all the other positive midos. The uneducated person or Amaretz lacks the wisdom that would carry him from the middle of the road to the pious extreme of chassidus, doing more than his strictly required by the letter of the law. Lefnei Meshur Sadin is a wonderful thing. Don't be so accurate, so measured that you only do exactly what the halacha says, especially when it comes to chesed and mitzvos. Go lefnei Meshur Sadin. Go a little bit above and beyond. If it says to give a tenth of tzedakah, give a little more. Give a ninth. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to destroy your bank account. Of course, if you really have no money, obviously don't do that. But for an average person, you know, go above and beyond. If it says to give a meal for a friend, give a little more. Give them cutlery. Give them napkins, give them a dessert. If a person wants you to drive them just to the train and not to the and not to their just from the train to a random block and not to their house, go above and beyond. Do it to their house. The extra 2 minutes is really going to hurt you. Go above and beyond. Be lefnei meshur sadin. Go more than what's asked for you, and it'll really come back only in good things and merits and mitzvos for you. That is the way of doing more than is strictly required by the letter of the law. This is why it's called an Amaretz, literally translated as people of the land. His behavior is in keeping with their Acheretz, literally the way of the land, ordinary rather than exceptional. We want everyone to be exceptional, especially in terms of mitzvos and chesed and Torah learning. A shy person can't learn. Shyness is a positive midah in every area except learning. As it says, I will speak of your statutes in the presence of kings and not be embarrassed, coming from Tehillim. When David HaMelech fled from Shaul and stood before non-Jewish kings, he was not embarrassed to speak of Torah and mitzvahs, even if he was ridiculed and his words were mocked. When it comes to learning, it is not good to be shy. A student should never say, fool that I am, how can I presume to ask questions of a brilliant Torah scholar when my own intelligence and understanding are so sorely lacking? If he spends his life thinking like this, where will he ever learn wisdom? As our ethical scholars say, ask a foolish question wisely and guard it as a generous person would. That comes from Mivchor Peninim Shar HaChachma. Generous people neither waste their money nor hoard it, but give it willingly, generously, and happily to the right causes, as we explained above in Avos 2:1. Of course, we've mentioned this many times before. A person should be generous. A person should give. You never lose by giving for chesed, for giving for mitzvahs. Hashem will get it back to you. Hashem will make sure it comes back to you. Hashem will reward you. That's the only area Hashem says to test me. This is ma'aser, giving tzedakah, giving charity. Aser b'shvil ta'aser. That's why it says aser ta'aser. Aser b'shvil ta'aser. Give tithe so that you will become rich. That might be the formula to give rich, is by giving a lot of charity. Same is true of one who seeks wisdom. Excuse me, he should discuss it with knowledgeable people at the appropriate times, but not with everyone and not at the wrong time. It's about the proper timing, the proper placement. As we see, one should ask whatever questions he has without embarrassment in order to learn. Nor can a strict person teach. A teacher should not be impatient, easily angered, or short-tempered. And I would add, it should not be a person that's lacking love. You have to have love for your students and care for your students. He must be magnanimous, answer any questions that his students may put to him. Even if they have difficulty understanding his answer, he should repeat it until they understand the matter fully. That comes from Ervin. You think about, I think, Rav Papa, who would teach a student 400 times. One time he was teaching a student, and he mentioned to a student he has to go to a chasana or go to a simcha or something, and the student couldn't get it the normal 400 times. And Rav Papa said, why didn't you get it? I see that you weren't able to grasp it. And he said, Rabbi, ever since you said you got to go away to the chasana or whatever, to the simcha, to the wedding or whatever, I wasn't able to get it. I was distracted. So then Rav Papa taught it to him another 400 times. Can you imagine? Even if the Gemara is exaggerating how many times, the amount of patience, the amount of ability is mind-boggling, is amazing to strive to as an educator, as a teacher, as a parent, as a friend, as a family member. What amazing ability to try to look up to as a role model. We should repeat things until they understand the matter fully for our students. And not everyone who engages excessively in business will become wise. If you're involved with business all day, making that your main focus and Torah learning only secondary, you will never become wise. And my favorite phrase of the whole Mishnah, in a place where there are no men, v'makom she'ein anashim, try to be a man, ishtada lehiyos ish. The Rishonim explain as follows. In a place where there is no one to inspire to do mitzvahs or to rebuke you, then you should try to be a man. You be the one to admonish yourself to do only what is right in the eyes of Hashem. We could also explain this in keeping with the teaching of our sages. If you see a generation where Torah study is weakening, engage in Torah learning, as it says, it is a time to act for God, and they desecrated your Torah. Why is it a time to act for God? Because they have desecrated your Torah. This is explained at the end of Brachos. In 63, Rava claims that the verse can be read both ways, both it is a time to act for God, desecrate the Torah, and the reverse order is a time to act for God because they've desecrated your Torah, and they're both correct. We can explain further that in a place where there is no one greater than you in wisdom, try to be a man. Do not refrain from working to become even wiser, even if there is no one wiser than you in the entire city, even if there is no one as wise as you in your whole generation. You should view yourself as if you lived in the time and place of the great sages of the Talmud. Even if you should manage to reach their level, imagine then you are standing among the prophets with Moshe Rabbeinu. When will you reach their level of piety and wisdom? This way you will never neglect your learning. You will refine your midos daily because you will gain more wisdom and become like an overflowing spring. And of course, I would add in saying when it says "hishtalut liot ish" in b'makom she'en anashim, it means any situation, any time where there isn't that leader, there isn't that person, you should be that person. You have an innovation, you have an invention, you have an idea, you have to capitalize on it, no one else will. So don't be strict, it's not the way to teach. If you are engaged excessively in business, not everyone's going to be wise, not everyone's going to be successful, because not everyone's tafkid is in business. And everyone can have their own tafkid in their own way. Remember, a shy person can't learn. You can't be too embarrassed, and you have to be able to have the mitzvahs, to have the ability to know not to be a bore, and to be able to properly fear sin. You have to be educated to understand what it means to be pious, to go above and beyond the letter of the law. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of Mida Keneged Mida here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.